That night, something unusual was happening in the city. A group of children were preparing for a tough mission. They were going to take the animals in the zoo away to their natural habitats. The excitement began. They loaded all the animals into the vehicles. But the Africa crew had an unexpected guest. Barney, the dog that slept by the zoo gates. Thinking he was one of the animals from the zoo, the children picked him up and loaded him onto the truck. Barney was in such a deep sleep that he didn't even notice what was happening.
Barney woke up feeling extremely hot. He was in a totally unfamiliar natural world with animals he had never seen before.
Barney jumped so high in his alarm, you'd have been amazed if you'd seen him. Not knowing what to do next, he stopped a spider that was scuttling around and asked where he was. He was in Africa.
One day, our dog and best friend, Peanut, was running around the garden while Grandpa and I planted strawberry seeds. Peanut ran up to us with a flower in his mouth. Grandpa took it and examined it.
Ah, achoo!
Cock-a-doodle-doo! Grandpa had turned into a rooster. Just then, Grandma called from the house.
Did the neighbor's rooster get into our garden?
No, Grandpa has turned into a rooster.
One day, while swimming in the depths of the ocean, baby whale comes across Coretta Coretta, who is on his 12th world tour.
Hello, baby whale. How are you?
As well as can be expected with clinging clam on my back.
I think that clam is disturbing you. What would you like to do about it?
I would like my skin to be smooth, and I'd really like this clinging clam to get off my back.
Coretta Coretta knows that as baby whale grows, she will acquire more clams rather than fewer.
Guess what I saw? A snow-white polar bear was staring at me with her bright beady eyes. I didn't know what to do. I was just about to turn and run when she asked me how old I was. There was a talking polar bear in front of me. Timidly, I told her how old I was.
We're the same age, she replied happily. Would you like to have a chat with me?
A conversation with the polar bear the same age as me? You can imagine how excited I was.
The Mona Lisa, a painting by Leonardo da Vinci that I'd been hiding all those years, was in the middle of the room. Alvin was walking up and down, examining the painting in bewilderment.
Grandma, this lady's eyes follow me wherever I go. And I think she's smiling at me.